our guest this morning, talking about the 700 First Funeral. It's part of the American Legion and some veteran organizations, and glad to have these gentlemen here with us, and I'll let them introduce themselves. We'll just start with you.
Good morning. My name's Mike DeMar. I'm Commander of the Honor Guard, American Legion Post 236 in Calvert City.
Well, it's good to have you here, Mike.
It's great to be here. Really appreciate you having us.
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Fred Griffith. I'm the adjutant with Post 236, and we're just happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
All right. And Mr. Green, I'll let you introduce yourself, too, just for the record there.
For the record, I'm David Green. I'm Fred's predecessor as adjutant, and I'm the new post commander, 236.
All right. So good to have David here with us as well. And David, kind of a regular here on Coffee Call, so glad to have him here with us. But this morning, talking about it, the 700 First Funeral, and Mike, kind of tell us what that is.
Yeah, we're pretty proud we reached our milestone of our 700th funeral. And actually, our 700th was on June 3rd. With meetings and everything else, it kept us quite busy. We're going to do our celebration on this 701st one. And what we do is we provide military honors for families that request, mm-hmm. you know, military honors for their loved ones. And it's for the honor of their military service throughout every branch. And we conduct these military honors when the military is not available. So if they've served honorably and with dignity, we're very honored to do those military honors for them.
So. Sure, sure. And it's wonderful that that's available, too.
Absolutely.
For sure. And Fred, you've moved here from Memphis.
Yes, sir.
So you're a Bentonian now.
Yeah, I'm Bentonian.
You've been here for, what, four
About
years?
4 years,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah, you're one of us now.
Yeah, and got into the American Legion early and got into the Honor Guard, and it's just an honor every time we do it and serve and to see the families and how much they appreciate what we do and for their loved ones, and it's just truly a blessing and an honor to serve our veterans.
Exactly, and you mentioned the families. That's what it's so important to is the families, because of the service and the dignity that they do deserve, and that provides that for them.
Well, we've done them at funeral homes and cemeteries for 100 people, and then we've done them in backyards for 15 or 20. It's just whatever, you know, they requested, and a lot of them were passed away during the pandemic and didn't get the opportunity, so we've gone back to a lot and done for the families. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. And again, David Green visiting with us too, and David, we'll have to get you a mic there, but I know this is something you've been doing for quite a while, Mike, or David.
About 13 years. We started the Honor Guard, what, Mike, 2007?
Yes, sir.
2007, and we still have one of our original members who's still serving with us. John Suttles was one of the founding members of our group. I think when they started that, they had to borrow some, they had to deputize some civilians to help fill out the ranks. But we're a real honor guard now. We've got the World War II vintage M1 Garand White rifles, and those belong to the Army. They are ours to use, but they're military, they're government property, and we're responsible. Mike is, as our commander, he manages the our arsenal, our armory, and we regularly clean and maintain the weapons, and we have some misfires from time to time. And of course, when that happens, you just go through the motions as if your weapon's firing like it's supposed to, and then nobody is the wiser. But you know, for a bunch of old guys, we're not as sharp on close order drill as we once were. But we usually fire a pretty tight volley.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, as often as not, it sounds like three individual shots instead of the firecracker effect.
Right.
And that we strive for that. We strive to remember our training and not anticipate the command of execution. Wait till you hear it and then pull the trigger. And we usually do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
As Fred was saying, it's an honor for us to do it. We can't say it's something we enjoy doing because it's a solemn occasion. It's
sure.
the loss of a loved one for that family. And we very much want to honor every veteran whose family wants it. We think every veteran is deserving of it, and we are proud to serve. We're one of a couple of honor guards in the area. I know Mayfield American Legion Post 26 has an honor guard. I think seven Catawba.
Yeah,
Catawba. I think that Murray has an honor guard. We got double booked one time. We showed up and the Murray honor guard was already there. So
oh,
we
really?
Said, "You guys take it and we'll go home." But anyway, we're it's one of the things that the American Legion does to serve the community, and we're really pleased with our record. We've accumulated that 700 milestone. We've got little pins that we wear that have the 700 on it. And when I joined the Honor Guard, the one that I think it was 200. We're at the 200 mark, if I remember correctly. So we've added. We've accumulated a whole lot more.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. And you mentioned being in the Honor Guard. Now, how does one become an Honor Guard member?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because we need to attract more veterans to join. Fred has been active as the adjutant in getting in touch with the members that we have. We're working on recruiting American Legion members and also retention of existing members, making sure that they re-up, stay with us. And we're interested in any veteran who wants to serve. We're not a socializing post. We don't have a bar. We are a serving post. And any veteran, particularly of a younger age than our 70s group.
10 years junior.
Yeah. We would love to have them participate. It's not something that we take attendance and require you to be. It's a voluntary thing.
Right.
But basically, whatever you can do, we want you to join the American Legion. And all you need to do to join our Honor Guard, once you become a Legion member, is say so. And we will get you outfitted. Get you familiar with the schedule, the routine of what we do, and we'll love to have you. We're gonna expand our outreach. Fred has got a meeting set up that I'll let him talk about where we hope to attract some younger members. But members of any age who have served at least one day of federal service, they're eligible as American Legion members.
And just that the camaraderie of getting a bunch of guys together who have served, even if it wasn't in the same era,
right.
is really good. I mean, it's good for the individual because sometimes, you know, they're telling stories to family or friends and they just don't get it.
Right. So I mean, and a lot of times they don't talk about it.
You're right.
That's
right.
Another thing that they're more likely to share things, especially troubling things, with fellow veterans. That's a real thing, that brotherhood of veterans.
Yeah.
That's not just a fairy tale. That's
sure.
a real thing.
I could see that.
And when we moved here from Memphis, I mean, I didn't know Bo Diddley, you know what I mean? And got into this group, and, you know, we have some close friends. I have some close friends here now, and we're just a band of brothers. That's what we are, and here to serve.
Yeah, exactly. So encourage younger guys who are getting out of the service to join up, and as you've said before, David, it seems like the younger veterans aren't as involved, and then as they get older, they get more involved. But you'd like to probably change that, wouldn't you?
We would.
Yeah.
Yeah. On August the 6th, we're meeting with the National Guard unit. We're going to meet with them in Benton on Sunday afternoon and talk about our post, talk about what we do, and see if we can get some of these guys to come visit us and join. And it's the big thing is, you know, a lot of these guys are young, they have families, they have jobs, and they can't participate like we can sometimes. But we want them to participate at whatever they can do, whatever they feel comfortable in doing, and when they want to come and do things, that's what we want them to do, not what we need to do.
Right. But as you mentioned, the importance of being able to answer the call when a family member asks you to be there, that's important, though. And yeah. I know you're proud. The 700, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Mike there has taken over as commander the last year or two and done a great job for us keeping us going and keeping us straight.
Yep.
There's been great groundwork laid out for me. Past commanders is Tom Vassar and Richard Page, who trained me.
Mm-hmm.
And just following in their footsteps.
Yeah, they've set the bar high, too.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, I would definitely love to give a special shout-out to the community. If it wasn't for them, this is all done through donations. And I would like to thank the community for all their support that they give us through our roadblocks, when we pass out flags, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. It is very appreciative.
Good.
And we thank the surrounding community for that.
Well, that's good. Now, what are some other ways? I know that you do that on Memorial Day and a few other things, but someone who maybe isn't getting out as much but would like to help out, how is there a way they could do that, a P.O. box or something?
Yes, absolutely. They can contact either David, myself, or Fred, and even come to one of our meetings as a guest. And we would definitely be glad to set that up.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I know there'd be people who'd like to help. So
our Mondays are, our meetings are first Monday of every month. So
I'd also like to recognize our local mortuaries. They do a great job of coordinating with us. They coordinate these events with the family. They arrange to get the flag. When they're available, we also have members of active duty military who come and take part. We had a crew that took part in our 700 mm-hmm. funeral from the Navy. My dad was a World War II veteran. He passed away in 1983. We had a contingent from the Navy at his funeral, and it was very comforting to have that, because I was well versed in his Navy experience. I wound mm-hmm. up in the Army, but appreciated the service of a number of my family members who served in the Army and Navy. And it's a real comforting thing, and we really appreciate the help of the funeral homes in getting that information from the family and getting in touch with us. And we've done them for more than just in Marshall County. We've gone as far as the Veterans Cemetery West in Hopkinsville. I'm not sure where
north is Marion.
Marion, Crittenden County, up in that area. We've done some in McCracken County. Post 31 used to have an honor guard. They are no longer active. I know we did one. It's down on the Tennessee and Kentucky line in Fulton. Had some interesting stories along the way. The best one, I think, is the one where, and I missed this one, kind of glad to say I did. We were waiting at the cemetery and waiting and waiting, and the sun was about to set, and we found out that they had stopped to have dinner on the way to the cemetery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Usually they go a lot better than that. A lot of times we have long-winded services and we wind up waiting for a long time, but that's okay. We do our deal and then we leave it to the minister in charge.
Yeah.
And our services, by the way, include we set up a battlefield cross, which is a pair of boots, rifle on a bayonet in the ground, helmet and dog tags hanging from that. And this is something that kind of became a known thing during World War II, mm-hmm. the battlefield cross.
Yeah,
they carried on that tradition in Korea, Vietnam, and in the various wars on terror that we've had. We do that. We have a chaplain who explains our process to the family. They hold the flag, lift the flag off the casket, hold it up while we have the 21-gun salute and the playing of taps, and then fold the flag, present it to the next of kin, and then we march off the field and leave it to whoever's managing the ceremony there.
Mm.
That's what we do, and we can modify that as the family wishes. We can do an abbreviated version of that. We can do just a flag folding, for example. But we'll work with them in whatever they want to do. And if they don't want a service, that's okay too. We respect and honor all veterans, and we've done a lot of World War II vets, Korean War vets, and our generation now is becoming the ones who are most likely the veteran that we're honoring.
Yeah. But, sadly, there's not too many the World War II.
We're about run out of them.
Left.
Yeah, that's really a sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Passing of the greatest generation is it's sad.
It is. Yep. But it's wonderful that y'all are there to do that, though.
We have a member, Dwayne Briggs. He was in the Navy, and if it's a Navy veteran, he brings his bosun whistle, and he will blow the whistle for the veteran.
Wow. Yep. I imagine, though, just as a family, though, to have that at a service, that has to really be heartwarming, though.
Yeah, it
for
is.
Sure.
We've had members of the family, when we get done, come up and shake everybody's hand, much they appreciate what we do.
Yeah, for sure. And again, you can help out. It is all free of charge. I mean, you
That's
donate
right.
your time.
That's
and
correct.
So,
exactly.
So if anyone would like to help out, then get in touch with one of these guys, and they'll be glad to make sure that you, if you have a gift or would like to help out in any way, they'll make sure that can happen. But David Green, Mike and Fred, they'll take good care of you. And again, you work with the funeral homes to do this.
Right.
If you have a family member who served.
All right. Thanks again. We really appreciate you squeezing us in your program.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Thank you
guys.
Thank you much.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. All right, well, we'll get to a break, and we'll let these guys get out of here, but we'll be back in just a moment.